Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Cheating rumors and betrayals. What led to Khloé and Tristan split? Plus, tell us how you really feel.
I went on a date like the week before I left.
The guys get real on The Bachelorette, but is that a good thing? Then the age-old debate, does size really matter?
I don't think I've ever seen a penis that small.
The Real Housewives are weighing in. Today on Daily Pop, Khloé Kardashian is done, period. We're talking lies, betrayal, and some super shady behavior. Erin Lynn Rhodes is here to break it all down with us.
Hello.
All right, ladies, I'm just going to get right up in here. There are reports that Tristan was partying in Bel Air on Thursday night, and things got a little wild. We're told Tristan went into a private room with three girls. At least it was in private this time. Another eyewitness says he was telling people he was single. Now, a separate insider close to Khloé confirms she broke up with Tristan very recently and adds, Khloé really tried, but ultimately felt too betrayed by him. She's done, and she will not go back. First things first.
Okay.
Are you surprised that he acted this way in front of people, knowing that everyone knows who he is, everyone knows his past, and everyone knows what he's capable of?
No. I feel like that's the easy answer, right? Like, I think he felt, now that I've fully read the whole situation and the backstory, I really do believe that they have been broken up 4 weeks.
Yes.
And I think that maybe there's a little bit of bitterness going on behind the scenes where he feels like, oh, I'm single. I can do whatever I want. I don't care about this media storm. It's extremely immature and it's extremely inconsiderate because you've already put this girl through so much. You spent the last year and a half basically begging for her back, right? Mm-hmm. He tried so hard.
Yeah.
To make that relationship work. And that was, I mean, had he not tried as hard, she would not have gone back to him.
No, for sure. But we can't be mad when a dog barks, can we?
But it's messed up. It's upsetting.
I don't know. I feel different, like, week to week with this because I feel like he's just so inconsistent with his behavior because, yeah, he did spend this whole year begging to come back and doing the best that he could, and she put him in the doghouse, and she really kept him at a distance for a while.
A long time.
To see if he can work his way back up, and it almost makes me think that all of those intentions were disingenuous and that he didn't really want to earn her back, but the second she was like, I'm done, you know, she's been going through so much, and then when all of these rumors surface, you can't help but want to question, like, hey, what's really going on?
And she knows what's going on. Enough people are talking to her behind the scenes. Like, she's not stupid. Like, and we don't know, everything's allegedly, right? Like, we don't know if he's actually done anything wrong.
For sure. But I mean, he is single and he can do whatever he wants at this party on Thursday night. I will say, I think women know and don't trust their intuitions on purpose. And I think for her, she kept him off of social, she kept people out of her business, she was really cagey with that bait, with that second surrogate coming through with that second baby, because I feel like in the back of her mind,
She always knew this day would come.
I will say, I don't think she's done.
No, I disagree. This is what I think happened. I think even watching that reunion special, I think Khloé is somebody who genuinely is such a good mom. She puts North first no matter what. Excuse me, North. True. Sorry. Whoa. Big mess up there. Puts True first no matter what's going on between her and her relationship with her father. She makes sure that that baby is number one. I think in her mind, she genuinely rationalized, okay, if this person has done all of these things that are wrong, and yet he is spending every single day vying to come back into my life and to make this relationship work, she rationalizes in her head, he's not going to go through all of that if he's not serious about having a future together.
Yeah, but that should be the question in your head. The question in your head, and I do love her, is, and the question should be for her, why do I continue to take back and put up with this
behavior
from this person?
Because in her mind, he proved to her that he is a changed man. He has put the time in. He's put the time in with the entire family. As they said on the reunion,
I don't know if he was fully a changed man. I mean,
he presented as though he was changed. And let's not forget, all of this during a pandemic.
We were in a pandemic, boo. No one's doing that in a pandemic.
That's probably why I think he was also fixated on the task of getting her back. You know how men are. They want to just know they can have you. And once they have you,
then
shit pops
out.
Up and you're like, and she's sitting here like, God, like, I should have probably trusted.
Yeah. I should have listened to the gays.
She is done. I promise. We can bet now. One of our many bets that no one ever brings back, and I win all of them. I told you J-Lo wasn't getting married, and everyone forgets. Everyone forgets because I was on maternity leave. She will not go back to that man ever in her life.
I don't even think he's going to try, though. I don't think he's going to try at this point.
She's on my side.
I feel like he literally has just given up, because when you go out to a party with Drake and you're partying with all these people and a bunch of people see you go into a room with three women, you know what you're doing. People are going to be talking about this. So I just feel like his actions are just, I don't know.
She doesn't have time. She's focused on True, and that's it.
Let me ask you a question. You think the first time that the elevator happened at the Met Gala, do you think that was the first time that Beyonce and Solange ran into Becky? Or that the first time they heard about Rebecca?
No.
But
that was not public. And they made it public because the elevator stuff came out. But, like, this is a completely different saga. There was videos before. She's not going to continue to put this toxicity forward with her baby, as her baby's also getting older. She's not doing it.
I said the same thing about Angelica Houston and Jack Nicholson.
That's different. It's Jack Nicholson. You always have to go back. That's different. That is different. You cannot bring those up. That's an iconic couple on another level.
Chloe,
he did
just
have
go out in the world. Let America say I told you so.
No.
Let's keep it popping.
She's done. I need her to find somebody in finance, somebody who is 45, who has a portfolio and a yacht in the summer, not this child that is beneath her.
All right, you guys. Let's hope people looking for love on ABC's The Bachelorette have better luck than Tristan. Last night, the guys revealed some deep secrets to Katie, but did things get a little too personal?
I failed at marriage, and that doesn't just affect me and her, it affects two amazing kids.
I went to a party and I got more drunk and I got high and I ended up cheating on her and kind of blowing up my entire life in like one day.
I couldn't sit here and look you in the face and say, yeah, when I showed up to this place, I was here for the right reasons. Worst case scenario, I give it a shot. And yeah, you could build a great platform from it. I went on a date like the week before I left.
I'm legit waiting for Dr. Phil to walk out of like the side. Like, I was waiting for you to be like, yeah, my father-in-law was there. Here he is right here.
Yeah.
Why were they having this circle talk?
I asked the same thing.
By the way, this is why I don't invest in the show, because it's just too nuts.
Oh, my
gosh. It's just nuts for me.
Even if it's like, let's say they weren't on the show, do you even want to know that much about a dude so early on in the process? Like, we're only on episode 2.
Well, certainly not in this setting. Like, if we're gonna be real, like, let's be real with each other and have that intimate conversation. But this is just not even level playing field. It's like everyone just word vomit, let me tell you everything, and it's like
It's also more inauthentic, the fact that they're all sitting down. It's almost like everyone's like, how can I one-up this person and be more honest? Like,
exactly.
It's even more BS-y. Like, oh, I went on a date before I came. Like, okay, yeah. I'm sure all of you did. Like,
exactly.
You have no idea if you're even gonna like this person.
100%. And even when I'm just meeting a dude, like for the first 90 days, 6 months, I don't really want to know like all the baggage that you bring. Like, I just want to know that you're working through it and that it may or may not rear its ugly head. Like, I want to look at your FICO score and see that there was a blip in 2012.
Right.
But I don't want to know what
it's
you did.
It's always 2012, by the way.
2012
it's always
was the
2012.
Year.
That was a dark year for everybody.
A dark year.
Man.
Wait, you know, I actually like knowing some of the
nitty-gritty stuff early on because I feel like it gives me time to maybe figure out, do I want to invest in this person or do I want to like maybe just forget about it? And then by the time I'm falling in love with you, I'm just like, do I want to revisit that? Eh, whatever, we'll move on. I really, really like
you. But don't you feel like it's also not fair?
The problem is with that is you start to make this preconceived notion of who that person is and what they are based on something that happened in their past. Mm-hmm. Like for me, yes, maybe I want to know that you blew up your marriage after going out and maybe going to Coachella and had too much to drink and too much to do, so maybe I won't let you go to Coachella. But I feel like sometimes, I can speak for myself, I judge people based on their past when I know my ass got a Bible back there, that there's a history in this house, okay? And I'm not telling you all my past dalliances.
I also think you need to go into a relationship with a new person that you have a connection with and have it be a fresh slate. He might have cheated on one girl because that was just a different relationship and he felt like maybe in the back of his mind that wasn't somebody that he felt him being with long-term.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Later on in the show, girl, we're going to be getting some behind-the-scenes secrets from former bachelorette Rachel Lindsay. Ooh. Trust me, you do not want to miss that. Now, it seems like A-Rod just can't stay away from J-Lo. We heard he was partying with Ben's ex, Lindsay Shookas, and it was all caught on social media. Now, of course, that got a lot of people wondering what's going on between them. But Alex's rep told E! They've been friends for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you think Jen and Ben came up? I just want to know.
I do. I think they came up once. I don't think they're gossiping about it. I think Alex Rodriguez is like kind of petty and kind of like a mopey. I think he's the cause of that breakup. Number one, I'm going to go out and say that.
All right.
I think he did some stuff for a long time and finally J-Lo was like, I'm J-Lo. I'm not dealing with your petty ass. Goodbye.
Okay.
And I'm moving on and he is sulking and being a little bitch. And I'm over him. And he's now like, he's looking for plans, right? Like he's in the Hamptons. He wants to be invited to the thing, but like I'm overseeing photos of him like kind of tearing at Bar Pity. Like I'm over it. You caused the
He knew who to call.
And it's also like, Lindsay's moved on. She's like a successful woman. I knew her and Ben weren't going to be a thing. And do we have to stop?
No,
keep telling us how you
did it. No,
I just feel like it's just the game playing. Like you are in your 40s. Like, right? Do you not feel that way?
No, I just am so happy I don't have to be the petty bitch today.
It's true.
Like, I'm always the petty one.
With him, I'm just a little bit like, you can tell he was just like, he's licking his wounds.
Okay, well, hold on. Because there's also a report that Alex got a place in the Hamptons right next to Jen down the street.
Of course.
I will say, I know from being in these streets that people partying together means that they were at the same party.
Right.
And I will say, if you're living in the Hamptons and you're renting a house, there's only two beaches you want to be on if you have that much money. It's like Star Island.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on Star Island? Do you want to be in Brickell? You don't want to be in Brickell.
But also, so,
Watermill is the spot. It's a mile away. That's not that close. We just, you know, the semantics here at E! Are crazy.
But also, why is he even in that area?
Yeah,
if he's going through a breakup, stay in Miami.
But
don't be around.
But that's how men do it. They don't care. They don't think about the optics. They just care about getting their party on. I think Alex Rodriguez wasn't thinking, oh my God, Lindsay Shookas is there. Let me just go in and say, hey, man. Like, if they've been friends for 15 years and there's two parties that I'm going to, one's with the SNL producer and the other one's with some kids from, you know, TikTok. I'm on SNL.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like he knows how to make a headline right now and he knows what places to show up at. He knows what people he's talking to. And I feel like he's also trying to still get her back, so he wants to be easily accessible.
It's embarrassing,
therefore,
though,
he's
because
like,
she's moved.
I'm nearby.
She's moved all the way on. She has moved. She is literally like, you had all the chances in our relationship and you are still trying this. It's embarrassing.
It's upsetting Morgan and her homegirl because they're like, damn, if we can't go to the Hamptons, where the hell can we go?
Is it not embarrassing? I want you to say before we go to break, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Our producer's telling us to wrap.
AF.
Coming
up, we're hanging with Snooki. She's telling us the real reason she decided to return to the Jersey Shore, and it wasn't because of J-Lo. And up next, the size really matter. And we're not talking about mansions, honey. The Real Housewives of New York are weighing in. It's embarrassing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get out your Twitter accounts because I have a question for you. Is it the motion of the ocean or does size really matter? The New York Housewives are going there in tonight's raunchy episode. Brace yourselves for this sneak peek.
Me and my bestie, we were out just 4 days ago. She's dating a guy she loves. He has a small penis. He's 4, and it's not
girth. Oh, 4's not bad. You can work with that.
No good. Skinny and 4? 4 is like this.
Oh, that's 2.
No, 2 girls like
this. I don't think
this.
I've ever seen a penis that small.
No, I have.
I have to have full sexual satisfaction.
I mean, same.
I really do.
To think of awesome.
I do. I got to have it.
Well, you know, people say that you can't have it all, but damn, I will die trying.
Luann. Countess always.
Wow.
Should I start this one off?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a vivid imagination.
I'm sure.
So I can make some things work, okay? I can really make some things work. If you have a smaller one and you don't know it.
What's a smaller one?
But give me like what they were talking
yeah,
about?
That's what they're talking about. But you still
that
have that
micro,
BDE.
Micro.
That sounds micro.
Way, that's a tiny, tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you have BDE and you have the confidence, I can maybe work with you on it. But if it's small and you know it and you're self-conscious about it and it comes up and it always is a part of our bedroom ritual where you're feeling insecure about it, that's when I don't think I can work with it.
I think BDE and BD are very different things. And you can have BD all day. Or BDE all day. This is hard.
Yeah, yeah. It's so hard on daytime TV.
But I'm like, what? But I think if it is just like on, it's just, that's a really difficult thing to work with. And I do believe like it's the motion of the ocean or whatever cheesy phrase I just used. But I just think if it's under a certain average, are you with me? It's very difficult.
Okay, you know what? I think if it's the love of your life.
Oh, Aaron is going to pull guys, this BS and be likable. Yes. That's not true.
You guys, there are women who are happily satisfied that are not with men. And there are other things that can make up to
thank
get
you.
The satisfaction.
Well, if you're not with a man, that's fine, and you can use, but they're not, if two women are together and they're using, is that where you're going? Am I going in a totally different direction?
You're going in a whole different direction. This is the wrong network. You need to go to Oxygen for that one. Caffeine.
But tell us more.
But I just was saying, like, if somebody was in the market for something to help two people of the same sex, they're not going for 4 inches.
They might. Some
no,
people,
they're not. Look. Tweet us, and don't tweet me about how bad I am on Nightly Pop. Just tweet us about that.
You know, I think sometimes we think that we're going to have the perfect marriage, the kids, the financial stability, and the great sex. Something's got to give.
I have all that.
You have all that. No, thank you. You have all that. Okay?
Sorry, I don't want to rub it in, but I do.
She wants to rub it in, and she does every single day. But let's say you have all of those things with your partner, and the sex wasn't there. Are you giving up all of that just because?
Yes, because
the
eventually
was not me.
Because Justin, also, if you don't in the beginning and you ignore it and you pretend like you're okay with it, and it's something that does bother you, eventually it will get to you, and eventually you will do something that is out of character.
No, you.
I don't. Think,
I don't think I don't... you can ignore major things in your relationship.
Okay, if your husband's D gets chopped off tomorrow, like
she leaving.
You're not leaving. You're not leaving.
Oh, she's packing her bag.
No. She's not leaving. You will find a way to be satisfied.
Oh my God.
Yeah, knock on wood. All right. Oh my God. It's time for some Dear Daily Pop. A guy wants to know if he went too far by asking his rich friend for help. His dog needs a $500 surgery, aww, so he set up a fundraising account. He asked Morgan, I mean, a wealthy friend,
help,
if she'd
please
be willing to donate, but the friend was annoyed and now wonders if he shouldn't have asked. Is it ever okay to ask your rich friends for money?
Morgan?
For your puppy surgery?
I would never ask.
I think also if you're doing if you're friends and you're doing a public fundraiser and you are friends, I think everybody should chip in, and I don't think the rich friend should be so offended. He's not saying, hey, can you help me with rent? It's like for his dog.
And it's not isolated. It's like I'm asking this everybody. Out to a bunch of
hey,
people.
Did you see this? Like, if you're gonna have such a chip on your shoulder, then don't tell people you're rich.
It changes the dynamic of the whole friendship.
If does your it? Dog was dying, Justin, and you could not afford a $500 surgery, and you put up a public fundraising, we would all chip in.
Yeah. No, you guys would all chip in. I just would never ask. I would rather ask the person in the struggle that knows what I'm going through, as opposed to asking my friends who have money for money, because rich people get weird about money. Well, we know some of the richest people in Los Angeles. How weird are they about money? How many times have you gotten a Venmo for $7.25 from the richest people you know?
That's why they're rich.
And I will say this, being the broke friend, I get anxiety when I'm at a dinner table and the rich friend says, you know, because they talk amongst each other and they just talk about things openly. And when somebody is borrowing money or needs cash or floated this way, it always comes up
in conversation. It's a conversation, yeah.
I never want to be a part of that conversation.
But I do feel like we've also evolved and grown up a little bit, where to the point where if you went to somebody and you specifically said, listen, I'm uncomfortable about this. I really need the help. I would really appreciate if you kept this between us. I think at this point in our lives, people would shut up.
Yeah, but
I think everyone's grown a little bit.
But I'm also in the same breath. I have a hard time asking people for help.
I get it. I think
especially
everybody's like that. I have a hard time asking people for help in general.
You don't have to ask for help.
No, I do.
You got four needs.
I do not. Everything Justin says about my life, for the record, is not true. Just so we all, just so you and I know, the audience, it's not accurate. It's not accurate.
Okay, you guys.
It's not accurate.
No, people do get weird, but like in the words of Oprah, she's like, if you ever loan someone money, you have to treat it as a gift.
You cannot, you cannot expect it back. Ever.
Like if you're going to give $500 as a loan, you have to be comfortable with yourself giving and just not expect it back.
Is that what you guys going to do for me?
If I ever loan anyone money, that's what I tell myself.
We will help you out.
After the break, we're live with Snooki. We're talking tears, kids, and of course, all things Jersey Shore. That is next. She has four maids and two
nannies. Liar!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I didn't maliciously mean to hurt your feelings or ruin your wedding. I am not that kind of person. When we knew we were going to do a speech, we sat down, we were at the bar, we were drinking, and we were like, let's just make it funny. I just felt like it went overboard and way too crazy, and I never meant to hurt your feelings. I regret it, and it was terrible, and, you know, we probably should have said it at your bachelorette party.
She is the J-Lo of Jersey. Please welcome Snooki to Daily Pop.
I am so honored. Thank you.
The J-Lo of Jersey was good.
She is the J-Lo of Jersey. By the way, if you know, you're the one person in life. It's a Gaga, J-Lo, Snooki. No one ever says who? Snooki what? From
very
where?
Very good point.
Am I wrong?
You are so correct. I mean, okay, let's get into this. So
yeah, it's like an iconic name.
Yes.
It is very iconic. Obviously, everybody cried when you returned to Jersey Shore. What was going through your mind when you pulled back up?
First of all, I was shaking. I don't know why I was shaking, because, you know, I've done the show for like 10 years, but I think I was so nervous because I wanted them to freak out. We literally, like, we're in a group text together. We tell each other everything, and I had to keep this a secret because they were all filming that day. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to pick up the kids, because I knew I wasn't doing the show anymore. So I was just so excited for them to see me pull up, because, you know, I wasn't on the show anymore. So me coming back to that was like, all right guys, I'm kind of back.
Oh,
that was so heartwarming. Everybody was genuinely so touched that you were back. So you made the right choice. Mm-hmm.
And what was that choice for you? What made you want to go back to the show?
Mm-hmm. Well, the break was definitely needed for me. Like, mentally, it was just draining with all the drama and everything. I don't do drama well, so I needed a break. And also, like, I wanted time to just be with my kids and just not worry about filming. So the producers ended up calling me, and they were like, listen, we're doing a lot of stuff for the roomies. We know you want to be involved, but let me know how you feel. And I just felt like me not going back because I didn't want to film was very selfish. And I'm like, I have to be there for them. And also, I feel like the fans would love for me to come back and reunite. So it was just, you know, a kind of easy decision. But I definitely needed the break, so I'm glad that I did it.
Yeah, I think it's so important, especially when you do a reality show for so long. It's important to give yourself the break and always have the option to go back, but just not burn out and give yourself a second. So I think that was the right choice.
Totally.
In the clip we just saw, it looks like you and Angelina patched things up. Maybe after the wedding speech drama, where do you guys stand now?
We're totally fine right now. I was actually so relieved that I missed the last season because that was all the drama of like Dr. Phil and everything there. I'm like, thank God that I wasn't there because that's so freaking dramatic. Dr. Phil coming in. But I just feel like we needed a minute to like breathe. And I was glad that I let Angelina know, you know, we didn't do that intentionally. It backfired. We thought we were funny, but clearly we're not comedians. So, yeah, it was definitely a needed conversation with her. And I'm glad that, you know, everything died down so it wasn't like awkward and dramatic because I just hate those situations.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that Angelina and her husband don't smush.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly they haven't had sex in like a year. So
let me ask you a question.
What is it?
If you and your husband had not smushed in a year, what would you do? Because we just had this conversation that sex matters in a marriage, that size matters. What would you do if your man couldn't smush for a year?
Whew.
I mean, first of all, I would be concerned. Like, are you attracted to me? What's going on? And sometimes I make the first move. I'm like, honey, let's go. It's happening. Meet me in the nursery. We are doing it on the floor. Like, I make sure that it happens because I love him. I'm attracted to him. And I feel like sex is a huge part of a relationship. So I don't know what's going on there. I'm very concerned.
Yeah, a year is a long time for sure. In my experiences, if that's what's happening, your relationship is probably not in a good place. But I'm just saying, that's from personal experience.
100%.
Right?
Let me ask you this, you know, being on reality TV and going back into the house, how has your husband been with it? Because he had a year with you not being on TV and just having his wife and, you know, the mother of his kids at home. What was that change like or that conversation like between you and him with his fine ass? He's so fine.
Well, I told him, and I let everyone know, like MTV, the crew, I was like, I'm not gonna leave my kids for more than 2 days. So you have me for a night. So whenever we get together, like we're going to the Poconos this season. The roomies were there for I think like 9 days, and I only came for two because that's the only, you know, that I'm comfortable with just two. So I'm trying to make it work, but Gianni knows, and he doesn't care. He's like, go honey, go have fun, go do your thing. But it's more me, like I can't be away from my kids for more than 2 days because then I crack and then I'm not myself. And you know, I wanna feel like myself doing the show because then it's not genuine for the show or the band. So I gave him 2 days and then that's kind of my cutoff. Three if I'm like stretching it.
Oh my God.
Motherhood changes us all, doesn't it? Wow.
You guys, give it up for the icon.
I can't, I have like separation anxiety.
I know, I get it, I get it.
Give it up for the icon, Snooki herself. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Love you guys.
Bye.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation airs Thursdays on MTV. Up next, Rachel Lindsay is pissed. Find out who is in her line of fire next. Ooh, that was a hard tease. Former Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay is pissed at New York Magazine for a headline she's calling clickbait. They titled her op-ed, Oops, I Blew Up The Bachelor. Rachel says the headline is not a reflection of how she feels, and New York Magazine has issued an apology. Now, in the article, Rachel did reveal show secrets. She said producers told her to say she was falling in love, even though she wasn't. And when she asked if she should have a gimmick for her limo entrance like everybody else, producer said, we tell people to do that when we think they may not survive the first night. Are you surprised to hear these little nuggets about what goes on behind the scenes at The Bachelor?
Erin? No, I mean, it's so clear. I feel like the format for The Bachelor at this point is a little antiquated, and I feel like there are a lot of other reality shows that have reinvented the wheel and have, I don't know, I've just made refreshing dating shows, and this has been on for so long, and it's literally the same copy and paste season to season, so it's not... It's like, oh, every season that same exact thing happens. No, we're not surprised by that anymore. I think the audience has gotten a little bit smarter and realized that. And with her whole thing of being upset with the headline, I mean, yeah, saying I blew up something, that's a
That has a negative connotation.
Exactly.
Sure. And like it was calculated.
For sure.
And that's, nothing she did was calculated. Things unfolded.
Yeah, I don't think she blew up The Bachelor.
She shook it up.
I think she shook it up.
Shook it up would have worked.
I think she shook it up would have worked, but I think what happens, and it happens in entertainment news as well, sometimes people focus on 2 seconds of a story and they want people to click on it and they want people to, you know, eyeballs on it, so they do that. But I feel like what Rachel Lindsay did was she shook it up because she asked for more diversity. She shook it up because Chris Harrison,
which was well deserved. It was so long. It was such a long. I mean, that show was the whitest show on TV for however long. I mean, it was like ridiculous. No, it was not reflective of the world. And it still is.
I feel like the show has a long way to go still. And I feel like the headline could have been, "Oops, I held The Bachelor accountable," and that still would have gotten the people buying that magazine off the stands.
That part. That was. You should work there. That was really good.
Hire me for a copywriter.
Yeah, and I'm glad that she defended herself, and I'm glad that they apologized because they knew that was not the right headline. That was not an appropriate thing.
And I often feel like a lot of times, like, once you step onto an arena and you go into somebody else's house, like New York Magazine, they kind of sort of have creative energy to do whatever they want. Like, that's part of the game. And it's also part of the game for you to say, this doesn't represent me. So I think it's a fair game on both ends. I just think when you think about the backlash that she had gotten from Bachelor Nation about what happened with Chris Harrison, you do have to be a little careful. And you have to remind people, she didn't blow up The Bachelor.
No.
She didn't call Chris Harrison out about anything. She asked Chris Harrison a question, and he decided to go
answer.
Into a 14-minute rant
right.
about how somebody, you know, woke police and X, Y, and Z. All Chris Harrison had to say at the end of the day was, this is not my fight. Maybe you should ask Rachel when she comes on your show next.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, shakalaka, laka, laka.
Okay.
What do you say after that?
There's nothing else. Thank God.
I just get so passionate about, like,
boom,
I blew up X, Y, and Z, or I did this. And it's like, no, you didn't blow up Harvey Weinstein. His hand did. Like,
yeah,
he put his hand on me. Say he blew up his own life.
Yeah.
I'm honestly just surprised that she was the first person to talk about the things that go on behind the scenes. Like, we all really could kind of tell what it was. But I'm happy that she did tell us.
But she felt some type of way. She was under contract. She was part of the Bachelor Nation. She was going on GMA.
She had to play the game.
It.
I mean, everybody does it first, right? And then you find your voice, and you're like, "This does not align with who I am," and I'm gonna just speak out on what I think.
No, but you don't find your voice. The checks stop coming in.
That's
up next. Billie Eilish apologizes. Why she's getting some major backlash? Plus, car chases, explosions, and ride or die friendships. We're celebrating 20 years of the Fast and the Furious.
Vroom.
Yep.
Welcome back. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Ava, is turning heads on Instagram. Ava posted this photo with her boyfriend, and they look so much like Reese and Ava's dad, Ryan Phillippe, from back in the day. Reese commented, "These two," along with heart eyes emoji. Las Vegas Raiders defense end Carl Nassib has become the first active NFL player to come out as gay. Here's his announcement on Instagram.
I just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate, and I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project.
And Billie Eilish has apologized for a resurfaced video that appears to show her at 13 or 14 singing along to a song that includes a racial slur and a voice perceived as mocking people of Asian descent. Billie wrote on her IG story she didn't know then that it was a derogatory term, but it doesn't excuse the fact that it was hurtful and she's sorry. And that's your Hollywood Minute. The Fast and Furious premiered in theaters 20 years ago today. Nobody could have predicted the franchise's mega success or that it would go this hard or end up starring so many Oscar winners. Check it out.
It's been 20 years since The Fast and the Furious skidded into theaters, but you can't tell because the only thing the cast does slowly is age.
Let's go for a little ride.
This franchise redefined the genre we like to refer to as, what is it called?
Give me a name! Give me a name!
That's right, it's straight men like to blow up. In the last two decades, this crew has driven cars onto boats and planes.
Don't start the flight.
Just like really insane driving.
Who's gonna pay to fix all this?
It's invigorating, man. What can I say? The blood is rushing completely through all of my veins.
Let's be real, this crew definitely needs a driving test.
I was made for this, bro.
Can someone tell me what the speed limit is on most freeways in the United States?
55?
65? I'm a cautious driver.
You're talking about the law. Heck if I know.
Oh, guys, work with me here.
I definitely know there's a speed limit in a school zone.
Where, in this country?
Let's get old school.
In general, shouldn't you just, like, signal how many feet before a turn?
100 feet? 100.
100.
Okay, so they clearly understand the rules of the road.
I don't go by the rules. I break the rules.
Oh, no, that's the problem.
This whole thing sounds really dodgy.
But licenses or not, we can't stop this franchise from driving us wild.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Making us cry.
And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
And reminding us family is all that matters.
Ride or die.
F9 rolls into theaters this Friday. Now, to buy tickets, grab your phone and head to Fandango using the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Trust me, you want to see this in theaters.
But wait, did you get your tickets to the Raider game?
Season passes. After that announcement, season passes.
Carl, get massive.
Hit a brother up. After the break, pucker up, because it's National Kissing Day. Mm. Can you answer this bit of celebrity lip lock trivia? See if you're right next.
You have tongue twisters today, and you're doing really well.
Oh. It's National Kissing Day, so Morgan and Aaron are going to lock horns in a competition over locked lips. We're going to see if they can correctly identify first kiss stories from some of our favorite celebrities. Are you guys ready to play? Whose first kiss is this?
Yeah!
Okay, first up, which actress had her first kiss on a TV show with the man who would later become her real-life husband?
Mila Kunis. B.
Mila
Didn't
Kunis.
Didn't even get to the... Yeah, I mean,
guessing?
I was going to say that, too. I thought we had to wait for you to say all the names, but oh. Okay, now I realize how this game really goes.
Okay, so we can both get the point.
Yeah.
We
Got
can
it.
Both get the point.
Are you going Mila, too?
Yeah.
It's not Mila.
Let's look at the sot.
It's definitely Mila.
Oh, stay. Don't move.
First, can you imagine?
Ha ha! 1 point for each of you. Morgan guessed it first, though. Ooh. Next up,
my pants are falling
down. I'll be quicker this time.
Okay.
This pop singer said she used to have a major crush on this guy from a Disney series, but when she guest starred on the show, she ended up sharing her first kiss with his twin brother.
Wait, Ariana Grande.
Ooh.
I think, so you're not going to read the name, so we're all clear.
Yeah, I guess not.
C, Selena Gomez. Where are the buzzers? This is
all
way
right,
less fun.
Let's see who got it right.
I swear to thee by Cupid's strongest bow, tomorrow truly will I meet with thee. Cool.
Being 11 is like
wow.
Really a hard age.
That
I mean,
really...
Susan let her watch Disney back in the cut.
I would mean I was watching it, but I did not remember that guest appearance.
Because those are the only twins boys that are around,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Know?
All right, next up. This Hustlers actress had her first kiss in a Disney Channel. I mean, damn, Disney, y'all letting kids kiss like that?
Yeah.
In a Disney Channel original movie when she was 12 years old. Was it Constance, Jennifer, Lily, Keek?
Oh, Lily Reinhart.
Lily Reinhart.
All right, let's see who it is.
It's just not that easy.
I'm gonna go work on that new routine.
Wow, okay.
And if Corbin Blue was trying to kiss me, I would not be working on anything but them lips. Okay, but not at 12. You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, which beloved child star said her first kiss was with one of her co-stars on her hit series? Was it Millie Bobby Brown, Kieran Shipka?
Yes, A, Millie Bobby Brown.
Same.
All right, let's see if you guys got it right.
Nobody wants to know you now. Nobody wants to show
Mike.
You.
Mike, stop.
That's one of my favorite TV shows.
Is it?
One of mine too.
Really?
Is it your favorite show?
I love Stranger Things.
I love it.
Up next, the star who says Usher's comments sent him into a 4-year depression. What did he say? That's after the break. And who's listening to Usher?
I love Usher.
I mean, like, but putting him in a 4-year depression? Oh, we still on camera? Oh.
Yeah, what?
Some of the biggest country music stars, including Maren Morris, will be joining Miley Cyrus on stage at the Miley Presents Stand By You concert special on Peacock. Now, if you ain't got Peacock, we've got that QR code for you on the screen. I hate to say this every time, but it's free, y'all.
It's free.
It is $3.99. Take advantage of this so you don't have to miss the party that's going down this Friday. And just because we love you guys so much and we love Miley, here's another clip of her singing. Well, my heart beats for T-Pain this morning because he said he fell into a 4-year depression after Usher told him he effed up music. Check out what T-Pain said on Netflix's This Is Pop.
I really respect Usher. He was like, man, I want to tell you something, man. Kind of f***ed up music. You really f***ed up music for real singers. And I'm like, wait, are you serious? He was like, yeah, man. Like, look what you did, man. Look what you're doing. I'm like, what did I do? I came out and I used AutoZone. He's like, yeah, you f*** it up. I'm like, I used it. I didn't tell everybody else to start using it. And that's the very moment that started like a 4-year depression for me.
Oh.
That is so crazy.
It's so crazy. It's like you really don't realize you have to be so careful what you say to people. And the reality is what he said is so accurate. I used AutoTune. Usher, you don't need to use AutoTune. You have an incredible voice. People are still buying Usher records.
100%.
People still want to hear somebody be able to sing. And also, Britney, every single pop star in the early 2000s and late 90s were using AutoTune. T-Pain just ended up emphasizing.
And singing it.
What about Kanye using all the damn AutoTune?
Yeah.
I mean, he's singing.
Everyone uses AutoTune, and I feel like a lot of people don't do it like T-Pain.
Absolutely.
He is, like, iconic, and when you hear his hits come on, it's like, you're like back at the club again.
Buy your drink.
Like, when you were watching those Versus like battles and T-Pain was on, I was like, dude, like I was living for every single T-Pain song. So I think he enhanced music.
No, I agree.
I do think he enhanced music. I think T-Pain ushered in autotune in a way that no one had done before.
Yep.
Just like Usher had ushered in dancing like no one had done before and took, you know, music to the next
T-Pain
level.
T-Pain using autotune did not affect Usher's career.
Right.
You know what?
Usher has been doing the damn thing for a long time. The club song, it's so old, I forgot.
But we don't have the rights to sing it, so I can't do
the
it.
Best. The best. There's no better song.
But do you think that it hurt T-Pain more because it came from a friend and someone he respected?
Yeah, of course. If someone you respect tells you you screwed something up or you messed up and they don't respect what you are doing, that's hurtful and that's gonna affect you. And I think I would be depressed if Usher said anything like that to me.
Yeah, four years seems like there was a combination of some other stuff. I don't think that one comment sends you into a 4-year depression, but like, each their own. I'm not belittling what he went through, but I'm just saying that's a really extended period. I mean, you know me, if somebody would have said something to me, I would have obsessed over it for 4 weeks.
100%.
But 4 years is like.
No, it's a lot, but when it's something that you care about so much, I think, coming from Usher and probably other people in the music industry, because people had done interviews saying that autotune ruined music. And T-Pain was the autotune guy at the time.
Yeah, but I felt like he did it in a way that was so obvious. It was definitely a style. It wasn't that he was like covering up like a vocal inability.
Oh, he was covering up a vocal inability.
No, but in a way that was so off. It was so big.
For sure.
Goodbye.
Tomorrow, guys, Lady A is going to be on the show. Plus, Britney's going to court. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. Set your DVRs.
Yes.
Come back for more Daily Pop. Erin will be here. We're forcing her.
Yes,
we're forcing me.
Bye.
Bye.